Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
How you doing, Brian?
Laura Camrath.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing well. Happy Big Ideas Small Business. It's been a long time.
I know. It's been a while, I guess. We did it. When was the last time? It was like in December.
Probably early to mid-December. Yeah. So we took the holidays off. We went and spent some time with our families and, mm-hmm. Big families, big ideas, big families.
Yeah.
But of course.
Yeah, and then we were going to come back out last Tuesday, and we had a snowstorm here in Houston, so that was pretty weird.
Snowstorm in Houston. You heard that right.
I'm like, this is Texas. This is not, the Arctic or the Northeast.
And the second one, I think we've had two snowstorms since we've last podcasted.
Yeah.
So Houston's been a little different weather. Seems like it's finally starting to warm up a little bit. So is the business activity.
Yeah.
I think everybody's starting back in the full swing of things. School's back in session. Everybody's grinding.
Yeah. I think last week with the cold weather, we had, it was last Monday, it was like 70 degrees out in Houston. And by Tuesday morning, it was 30. And in Houston, when the temperature drops like that in Houston, nobody goes out of their houses. So
right, that's true. Yeah, the city shuts down. We just don't have the infrastructure to deal with the roads, especially since everything's on a raised elevated highway.
Yeah,
when the ice hits, it's danger. So. Yeah. But it's good. It really is good to be back. I've really missed this time spending with Laura and spending with everybody who joins in online. So glad to be here. And what are we talking about today?
So today I want to talk about mindset. And I think this came up this morning. We were actually, Brian and I were at a Chamber of Commerce networking this morning. And I forget why it came up, but we were talking about mindset and how it plays out in the lives and the businesses of entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure anyone who's ever started a business knows that, you never really feel more exposed than when you own your own business.
Right.
Because you're the only one who's responsible for everything, so.
Yeah, what had happened was we were going around doing a speed networking type deal with this at this chamber event, and this one gentleman was, I told him I started my own business and explained to him how last year went.
Mm-hmm.
And, the question you get sometimes is, do you have any advice? Right, do you have any advice?
Yeah.
To which I replied, patience was one of many things we can talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you get that a lot. It's a big risk. We've talked a little bit. Remember, we did an episode at one point where we were talking about why we were crazy enough to start our own business.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a follow-up to that. I feel a little less crazy and a little more strategic these days as you mature.
I don't know, Brian. I think you're still a little bit crazy.
a little bit for sure, but a little less. So,
yeah.
That just seems to be the case as you create systems, you get things and structures in place and things that make you operate and act like a real company.
Yeah, and I would agree with the assertion that patience is really important, because that's exactly right. Is things take time, and if you can set up goals and say, okay, I want to implement these processes in my business, but you're not going to be able to do everything overnight. And you're not always going to even know what the right thing to do is. It's kind of a discovery process sometimes.
Here's what I found. Everybody's got an opinion about what you should be doing, and a lot of them are right, but the timing is critical, right? And so, and then you kind of, over time, you're like, wait, should I have been listening to what that guy said? Should I have been doing that? And it's just you're always in your own head. There's always advice coming at you, and a lot of which is right, but doesn't necessarily mean the timing's right for where you're at in your business. And so you've got to kind of have this intuition, right? You know what I mean? You've got to kind of act on and be, you know, you listen to advice, but you need to be selective as to when you apply that, because you can drive yourself nuts just taking in every outside thought and opinion, which all could be good, again, but just you think about where you are in the timing of your business.
Yeah, and like for me, I basically came out of the oil industry and self-taught myself digital marketing while starting a business in it. And, you know, so of course I was on a really steep learning curve and just gobbling up every piece of information I could. I still am, you know, I think in this industry, you know, in digital marketing, even from the really experienced digital marketers who've been doing it for years and years and years, you know, they still tell me that they're still constantly learning stuff because new stuff comes out, things change, you know, it's not ever like a static, you know, oh, I'm finished learning. But I do think that, you know, when you're in that situation, I think a lot of entrepreneurs are, that it's not only a bombardment of information about, you know, what's important in running your business, you know, the processes you need. There's people trying to sell you stuff. I mean, there's people targeting me all over Facebook. I set up Facebook ads for my customers, but, you know, I have a constant bombardment of ads being sent to me because I'm in someone else's target market. You know, people who are trying to advertise to marketing professionals or small business owners.
Right.
So, you know, you do have to just kind of, you know, I hear a lot of people say entrepreneur bobblehead syndrome, but, you know, it's more, I like to call it the half-built bridges, is that you, like what I've had, and I'm sure a lot of people have, is like you start doing one thing, and you hear like, okay, this is the thing that I need to do. This is gonna, you know, be really awesome for my business. Mm-hmm. And you start doing that thing, but maybe you don't finish it or you don't follow through with it or it's not complete. And then you hear about something else and you're like, oh, you know, I think that's really good. Let me go do that. I think I need to do that. And it's like, so you end up with just these half-built bridges that never actually make the full, cover the entire chasm to get you from one side to the other.
Yeah, you said a lot there. Let me unpack some of it. So you know, never done learning, no question. That's important, no matter what industry in, or just as a part of life. Don't ever give up learning, and especially in your craft. So you mentioned marketing. For me, it's IT, and you know, just in any business, especially in today's business climate, how fast things change. It can also give you a competitive advantage because some of these more established business, they might get complacent and they might not be learning. And you can, you know, find an innovative spot in the market for your company. I love the half built bridges concept. Gosh, so many times have I started something that I thought was going to be successful and then squirrel, you know, just start working on something else. There's a lot, like in sales calls, you're getting sales calls, they're coming at you. I mean, it feels like you're going to war, every single day, but the things you got to do, you got to double down on what works, and you got to try to avoid not staying away from things that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking about some networking groups that we've been a part of that we've recently, you know, you said you recently had to leave one because it just wasn't working, and try to catch those signs earlier than later. You know, there's a resource of time, which is so important.
Yeah.
And then also when you do find something works, systemize it, you know, and then try to transfer it or scale it, you know, to maybe an employee or add some software to it to automate that process and double down that way.
Yeah. So I also want to talk about, 'cause we are talking about mindset here, is, you know, when you're a small business owner and an entrepreneur, your life is not just, you know, a lot of people who have corporate jobs, they go to work, they work their 8 to 5, and then they go home, and then they have their home life. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't have that luxury. You know, even when you go home, you're still responsible for your business. So what ends up happening with, you know, and I know it's happened to me, with a lot of entrepreneurs, is, you know, we're not taking time for ourselves. and we're not taking care of our body. We're working a lot of hours. We're not, you know, doing the things that we love, the reason that we built our business so we could have the life we, you know, desire or dream of. And then you end up, okay, now I'm working 12 to 16 hour days. I'm not getting a workout. I'm not spending time with my family or friends. And, you know, when you take a step back and look at it, like, okay, yes, maybe you have to get that project done, but how are you showing up in your business because you're not taking time for yourself or because you're not taking care of your body? Like, if you don't feel energetic or connected or whatever it is that the time spent with yourself makes you feel, you know, how is that showing up then in your business?
That's right. And I'm actually just about to release an article on this. I've got kind of four things that I always look at, and I try to make sure that I've got good balance, right? Mm-hmm. And health is a big part of that, not just physical health, mm-hmm. exercise, but also mental health, right? Yeah. Can fall into that category. Then you look at community service, you know, things back into the community, and faith. Those kind of all fall into one bucket for me. Mm-hmm. Then work is still has its own bucket. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, lastly, let's see, what am I forgetting, Laura? We have faith, we've got work, we've got
family?
Health and friends fall off. That's hard to do, but family.
Who are they?
but of course, family, yes. And I've got a 2-year-old. And so I'm always trying to figure out ways to, for instance, I had a networking event last night, and I brought him with me to a bowling event. Right. And I brought him to customer events. So I'm trying to do, last year, my motive was, if it's not in one of those four buckets, family, work, God, or health, then I couldn't do it. Just don't have time. Mm-hmm. That's true. But then if I could get in two or more of those buckets, so that's starting to feel pretty good. I'm starting to feel like I'm really consolidating and getting a lot done in one effort. And then there's opportunities where I'd be doing all four at once. And the great best example is like a charity walk where, mm-hmm. One of the nonprofits I'm on the board for, so there's sort of a networking component there with other board members. There's the health component of physically doing a walk. My family's right there with me. And so it's that kind of hits all of those categories.
Yeah.
That's when I'm really, really optimizing my time. So I don't think you have to necessarily feel like it's a sacrifice. You can actually align these things and give yourself a good balance if you're strategic about it.
Yeah, like, you know, working on your project or watching your training video while walking on the treadmill or something.
Right. Audiobooks while working out is another one that I like to do.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there's ways to do it and consolidate those things and still make sure you're doing the things you love. And I find every day, one, I'm starting to fall in love with running my company. I didn't used to like it when it's all expenses,
yeah.
and you don't have a lot of the income or revenue coming in. It's just, you don't want to see
like,
it.
Why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah, exactly. It's depressing, right? But now that revenue and income starts coming in, it starts to be fun figuring out, you know, kind of playing, wearing that CFO hat for a little bit and figuring out that, you know, another thing that a good friend of mine said is, you know, I was all concerned about, you know, I got to make sure I pay down this, pay my bill, pay everybody else before me. And you got to, as soon as you can, if not right from the beginning, put your own expense in your, mm-hmm. on your balance sheet, on your profit and loss. Make sure you're paying yourself and make sure you're factoring that in. Cause if not, what are we doing this for?
Yeah. And the other thing that I've heard that works really good that I haven't actually done yet is creating a fund for yourself. So if you really love getting a massage or something, you make like a massage fund and you put a little money in it each month or something. Just so that, you know, if it's a thing that you really enjoy doing, then, you know, try to make time for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I, you know, in the process of starting my business, I do really love getting massages, but, you know, I'm not going to go spend 80 or 100 or however much money on getting a massage when I'm starting a business, because, you know, I'm trying to put the money into the business. But I found, oh, look, there's like these massage schools where I can get a massage for like $20. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a good compromise. I'm like, you know, I can still get a massage, but I don't spend like $200 doing it.
I have a similar compromise. It's Chinatown, and it's reflexology, and it's $25 for an hour, and it's amazing. So that's another. You have to go to the Chinatown out in Bel Air Boulevard, but it's well worth it.
So I think, you know, it's still important to find ways to take care of yourself and to take care of your body, not just working. I mean, when you're working your mind and neglecting your body, it starts to show up in your business too.
It's true. It all connects.
Yeah.
It really does. So the mindset of the, you know, kind of to wrap up, if that's okay, mindset of the entrepreneur is, you know, you've got to stay focused. You have to stay patient. You know, block out outside distractions. Mm-hmm. Kind of use your gut too. You know, I know we talk about mindset, but use your gut.
Yeah. So yeah. I also wanted to talk about a little, like doing a little bit more formal mindset training or coaching. Mm-hmm. Or like I've actually been doing a program for the last 12 months with a mindset coach named Bélanie Deschong. She has a program called Live at Choice. And I know a lot of people have heard of Landmark. That's another one that's quite popular. I haven't tried it or done it, so I'm not, you know, recommending or disrecommending it. But mm-hmm. but I have found it extremely valuable, not only in my business but in my personal life. And you know, the idea is that you just learn how to live a more powerful life, which filters across your entire experience of life, whether it's in your business or in your relationships, your career, your money, whatever it is. But, you know, learning to clear away any things that disempower you and just get them out of the way so that you can just, you know, be your full self. And, you know, when you can show up more powerfully personally, you show up more powerfully in your business too. So, you know, I've heard from lots of people who've done, especially as entrepreneurs, done mindset type coaching or training or programs, and they find, you know, I've never heard of anyone say it wasn't useful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great thing. I think some people are a little more open to it than others, but I think it really does, you know, open up possibilities for you in terms of just life in general and, of course, your business.
The power of the mind is can make or break your business, right? And your whole attitude and your whole approach on life. I mean, I do a lot of reading on Napoleon Hill, and he talks quite a bit about the power of your mind the power of autosuggestion and things like that, that just says, hey, if you tell yourself you can do it, it can be done.
You hear of the saying, if you think you can or you can't, you're right.
That's right, Henry Ford. Yeah,
and I believe in that. You know, right. I think, you know, if you don't see the future and you don't see yourself having a successful future, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard for you to be successful. Because, you know, if you go into a client meeting thinking, I'm not going to get this client, guess what's probably going to happen? You're probably not going to get that client.
Right. Yeah, and your coach, I mean, you know, some of the things you talk about, too, the other side of it is the limiting beliefs. There's things that it sounds like kind of what you're referring to, things that you grow up with that just become a part of your personality that are just deep down mm-hmm. holding you back in certain areas. And it sounds like a coach like that might be able to help you address some of that and unload some of that.
Yeah, the coach that I've worked with, you know, her program has actual kind of mechanisms or exercises to take people through that are meant to get to the core of those kind of limiting beliefs or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that gets them to bubble up to the surface, and then you can address them. Because, you know, what we like to do as humans across the board is anything like that, we like to shut it down.
Right.
And so it makes it really hard to access it. So you kind of, it helps if you have some sort of an exercise around being able to get that to the surface so that you can address it.
Well, I've got a Tech for Granted moment, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, but have you ever heard of Headspace? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Headspace is an iPhone guided meditation app, and they have a monthly subscription like anything else. But I find just the free they've got ones for self esteem, for productivity. There's probably like six or seven free ones that I just use on a regular basis. I try to meditate once a day using this. They give you a 5, 10, or 20 minute option, so depending on what kind of time you have. And so it's, as I said, it's self-paced, self-guide, or it's guided meditation. It's pretty effective. So that's called Headspace, Headspace.
Huh. Now, I haven't heard of that. I do my own visualizations. My mindset coach actually has her own visualizations that she emails us out. Mm-hmm. And so I like to do those. I tend to do them before I go to bed, and by the time she gets through the deep breathing part, I'm already asleep. But I think meditation's great. I should be doing more of it. I have an app on my phone for, it's just like a bell. And I don't know if you guys know anything much about meditation. Some people may know a lot about it. Some people may not know much, but it's just a way of clearing your mind. And I know I suffer from large amounts of mind chatter, and sometimes it just won't go away. And I think it's a good way to clear your mind. It's a restfulness of your mind. And
I think we all, this day and age, there's so much getting thrown at us between social media, different forms of advertising. It's just, it's hard in a digital era to consume all that. And your mind does just need a break. It's a part of the health thing that I consider. So that's interesting. I'd be interested to learn more about that program that you're in. Did you say that she had a book?
Yeah. Okay, good. I actually wanted to share Melanie Deshaun's book here with you guys. It's called Round Trip Ticket, An Exercise in Going Home to Your Heart by Melanie Deshaun. And so, full disclosure, I have actually not read it yet, but I have done her 12-month program. And so I was just going to read you a little bit about the description of the description of the book. It says, Round Trip Ticket provides valuable insight into the human mind and how it can work to the benefit of self and others. Imagine all of us in the world living our lives from a perspective of empowerment, acceptance, and compassion. Rather than falling victim to situations, we consciously sculpt the way we act and dictate the circumstances by which we live. We choose a path away from anger, guilt, resentment, judgment, confusion, and set a new course toward understanding and unconditional love. Round Trip Ticket invites you to limitless living, rediscover your heart, live consciously, and uncover the true experience of choice, a life lived from the heart. And so that really gets to the core of her program. Is her program is about making the choices to bring you the results in your life that you want. I know we've all, and I have, seen things show up in our life where this keeps happening and I don't know why. Like, be it your relationship, like, oh, I keep having unsuccessful relationships and I don't know why, or I keep, having XYZ happen, the same thing over and over again. So, her program helps you choose differently or choose a new path or choose, whatever it is that you want, be it your $1 million business or $5 million, $1 billion business or your, anything else you're looking to achieve.
Excellent. Yeah, I think you kind of have to define what it is that you want before you can really go after it and get it. And it sounds like she's got a method to help you sort through that, and then knock any barriers in your way to get to getting to that point. And good. That's a healthy exercise.
Yeah. I have a friend who is a Landmark certified. I don't know. He can certify other people in Landmark or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, I talked to him recently. We had a long conversation about his experience with that. And I was really impressed with what he's creating in his business. Like, he decided he wanted to travel, so he said, I'm going to create my business in a way that I can go basically place to place to place. Mm-hmm. He does digital marketing as well, so he basically set up lead capture systems to pull people into events in the places he wanted to visit, so he could visit the place, do an event, make a bunch of money, and then like go on to the next location.
Right. Lifestyle business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. So, and he did that based on the teachings he had from Landmark. So,
good for him. Well, I'll tell you, whether it's the teachings of Landmark or the program that you were just talking about, you've got to find a way to
meditation, to, yoga.
There's so many different ways.
Sports, whatever it is that works for you.
Yeah, make sure you build that into your plan, because mm-hmm. it's ever important. All right, anything else?
Well, I think that's probably it for now.
We can go on forever on mindset. Yeah. I think it's such a critical component to being a successful entrepreneur.
Speaking of mindset, I want to go hang out with my boyfriend now.
Yeah, I got to go hang out with my family. Well, that sounds good, Laura. Well, I'm glad we're back together. Big idea, small business.
Yeah, big idea, small business. We will see you guys next time.
All right, go out and close some business.
See you later.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found.
Thank you for listening to Big Ideas, Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.